Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I think we've hired managers in the developmental curve of this organization that fit for us at that particular time. At the infancy of the Nationals, we hired managers that could help us build through this thing. And as we got better and as our expectations grew, we went with managers we felt that could get us to the next level. And that's always been our goal. That's continued to be our goal. But as the managers came and went, they were indicative of where we were in our developmental curve.
That was Mike Rizzo with his conference call, having just wrapped up talking to the media. You're listening to Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're giving you a platform to respond. Dusty Baker's out as the manager of the Washington Nationals. Now, these are not fun shows. These are not the types of shows we like to do. I hate when people lose their job. But there's a lot you got to do. So the first thing is, was the right decision made or not? I'm on record saying, yes, I think the right decision was made. This is very simple to me, Danny. I've boiled it down as exactly as I can, and that is, the Nationals have a great chance to win a World Series next year. There are three heavyweights in the National League. One is the Dodgers, who are going to one as of last night. The other is the Cubs, who are the defending champions still. And then it's the Nationals. Both of those other teams who have managers who have or will, as of this coming week, manage in the World Series, have better bench situations. And I want the Nationals to try to upgrade theirs. I know that it's going to be difficult to do that. But is John Farrell better than Dusty Baker? He's every bit as good. Would Alex Cora, who's never managed before, maybe be a better in-game strategizer? We're not really sure, but maybe he is. I have come to the conclusion, and if you want to say that I'm incorrect, that is your opinion. You're allowed to do that. My assessment is you can't win a World Series with Baker managing in the playoffs through what is a necessity for 11 wins. I just don't think he can get you there because there's too many decisions that need to be made that are going to be botched. That's not to say he's the reason the Nats didn't advance this year. I'm not going to say he was ever the reason. I'd have to go back and look at them all, that his team didn't advance. What I will tell you is I don't think he makes it easy on his team. And I think sometimes you have to overcome him to win, and it's too hard to do when you're facing Kershaw or you're facing Bumgarner or you're facing a 97-win or a 104-win team to then also have to worry about what happens in the seventh when we manage improperly and put ourselves in a bad spot.
Let's go to Gary in La Plata, very patient. Gary, what's up, man?
Hey, my comment is the reason the Nationals can't advance is they're in the weakest division in all of baseball. Their record is misleading in wins and losses when you're in that weaker division, and the coaches are used to coaching that type of games. And when they get into tough games against tough teams, they can't handle it. They don't know how to coach against good teams. And they show that if you watch them play.
Thank you, Gary. Let's go to Bill in Herndon wants to weigh in. Dusty Baker and his staff out with the Washington Nationals. Your reaction?
Yeah, I believe that this termination is completely unjustified. Mr. Baker is being punished for being successful. He's been terminated for the mere reason that he came two runs short in one inning of one game. He's been very successful over the years, over the 2 years. And you have to keep in mind now that there's 32 teams now, or is it 30 or 32 teams now in the major leagues, and much harder to win a championship than when I was young, when there were only 16 teams and no playoffs. And I think the judgment should not just be made on whether the team wins the World Series. I think.
Well, thank you, Bill, but they haven't gotten out of the division series, and you heard Mike Rizzo in the conference call specifically reference that more is expected. The team is too good for this to happen. There are 30 teams in the league.
There are 30 teams in the league, correctly. I mean, you're right. There are a lot, and it's hard to win. No one's saying that you get rid of Dusty Baker because he didn't win in 2 years. That's not why you get rid of Dusty Baker. I'm going to say it one more time. Don't you think it's as simple, Danny, as they ask themselves, can we win next year with Dusty? And the answer, in their opinion, was no, so they moved on. Can it just be that simple?
Meaning, do we have a better chance of getting out of this first round, which is now the monkey on our back, it's the bugaboo, with or without him? And if they chose without him, it's that simple. I mean, that's if you take him at their word.
I'm not even saying getting out of the first round, bro. I'm saying, what if it was as simple as they said, can we win 3 division series games, 4 LCS games, and 4 World Series games, playing 15 or 16, whatever it would take in the playoffs, with him touching the buttons? I think that is all. If you can't answer that question by saying yes definitively, that's a problem.
Eric in Alexandria, what do you think?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up?
I think, you know, sometimes you do have to shake that piggy bank to get the last penny. But what they did with Dusty is they gave him a six shooter, and they said shoot down 7 targets. Well, he threw the gun at the last target, and he missed. I mean, when you think about it, man, I mean, he did everything with who would know that Gio would play a bad game? Who would know that the best pitcher had his best game and kept us in it, which was Strasburg? He had the best game, and who would know that Matt wasn't playing up to par? I mean, he did what he could with what he had, and I don't know if we blame it on that or the fact that he got us to this point and couldn't get us any further. But I know one thing. If Jay Gruden got us that far to 2 playoffs back-to-back, I'm sticking with him until the end of that contract too. And I think sometimes you do have to shake that piggy bank to get that last penny, and maybe they're shaking the piggy bank.
Eric, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. I'll tell you this. If the Redskins are in the same position as the Nationals, where they win 4 division titles in 6 years and are hosting playoff games and have a first-round bye, and Jay Gruden can't get past that point, we'll have that conversation. For a group that was 3-13 with one of the most disastrous seasons in Redskins history the year before Jay Gruden took over, I'm A-okay with some development and growth here. The expectations are different for the Capitals and the Nationals. They've earned that, by the way. It's to their credit. They deserve credit for having high expectations. We welcome those things. I've lived my entire life as a Bullets/Wizards fan with a fraction of those expectations. It was the hope maybe we can get to 41 wins in the 8th seed. This is way better, I'll tell you that. But your eyesights get set higher, and if you don't achieve the goal that you set out for, you've got to figure out how to break through. And I think it's a reasonable decision, even though it's an unpopular one today, it seems like.
You want your crazy stat of the day?
Give it to me.
The Nats will have had 3 managers since Jay Gruden was hired by the Redskins when they hire a new manager.
Did not expect that to be the case. Henry and only. Hendry, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, look, Baker just doesn't call a good game under pressure, but I believe it does begin and end with the players. And the Nat players were just not playing good team ball. And I give, for example, the last up, which was Harper. And he's a good contact place hitter, and he was swinging for the fences, and that was the wrong thing to do. He had Zimmerman coming up right behind him. He should have been trying to get base hit. And I was screaming, don't do that. But he did it because he was looking for glory, I think. And I was pissed.
Henry, thank you, buddy. What about James in Woodbridge? James, what do you think about this? Dusty Baker out.
You know what? I'm not as sympathetic as it sounds like everybody else is. I think it was a good move. I think it was a long time coming. My son, who plays 10U Little League baseball or travel ball, could have coached a better game as 15 to the same record. He doesn't know situational baseball. You brought Kendrick up. You brought Robles up. They never even touched the surface. You know, you never got a chance to see what they could have done. So I completely agree with the call. I can't wait to see who the next guy is, and I hope he can get us to the next step, which Dusty obviously couldn't do.
Thanks,
do you have a preference? I mean, John Farrell, Alex Cora are names, I think, that will be the first 2 managers they interview. What would you say, Danny? And let's get into this next.
Okay.
I'm going to throw some names out there, and maybe we can spin the calls in this direction as well. But I want to get your take on this as a longtime baseball guy. 800-636-1067. Couple categories here. Throw a bunch of money at a dude for a year to try to win a World Series. That's the Leland La Russa category. And again, I'm just making up a couple of Hall of Fame names. Leland did, for what it's worth, manage the WBC team well to a championship this time around. La Russa had been in the Diamondbacks front office. He's really bad in that role, but he's been good as a manager. It's been a long time. Another group of names would be the kids. This would be Alex Cora, bench coach Astros, Mickey Callaway, pitching coach of the Cleveland Indians. And then I would say Mike Maddox, pitching coach of the Nationals, as a candidate. And then what about John Farrell, who's kind of the best of the guys that are available that don't have a job who just lost his job. Brad Ausmus would be in this category, who wasn't very good with the Tigers, but seems to be a hot candidate in Boston for whatever reason. 800-636-1067. You're listening to Grant and Danny. Hey, guys. Grant Paulson for Jerry Mannix, my buddy from Mannix Heating and Cooling. His team, just pros in all aspects of their game. They are great in your house. So respectful, so clean. They took care of a room in my dad's house that was never the right temperature, and now it is. They did it with the Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating System. They're efficient. They don't require expensive, tedious ductwork. Mitsubishi Electric Systems can cool and heat multiple rooms or just one room. It's up to you. Mitsubishi Electric's advanced technology gives you the most efficient, reliable way to cool or heat your home, and it cuts 30% off your energy bills. My dad's experiencing that now. The traditional HVACs, it's the game has changed, people. And Jerry Mannix will change it for you. You got to call him at 703-777-9211. Nobody's better with this Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating System than Mannix and his team. 703-777-9211. Starting to get cold out. You know that room's going to be cold. Can't sleep in it. Can't watch TV in it. Let Jerry fix you up. Go to MannixHVAC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.